The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, hello, hello. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome in. It's the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, that's where you go to get like maybe an ATV or a UTV or a UTI or I don't know. Motorcycles, not to mention e-bikes, Yamaha golf carts. They've got it all at Impact Power Sports. You can find them at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com, right on 14 Mile Road in beautiful, beautiful Rockford, Michigan. Rebecca says, am I the only one that can't see or hear anything? I think you're good now. I think I forgot to press something to get things started, but... kind of par for the course with me. Before I get into my preview of tonight's Who Are These Free Beers, episode 28, Jeremy with this comment, which needs to be discussed. As you know, Jeremy, 2 weeks and 3 days ago, or 2 days ago, yeah, 3 days ago, was at his lowest point. Fat as shit. I don't know, 340 pounds or 30 pounds. I don't know, but he's just been killing it after plugging into Kenny's intermittent fasting philosophy, which is just great. And he's just, the pounds are just falling off of him. These two are having a fat-a-thon, and every Monday, they're weighing in. Week one went to Kenny, who was down to, I believe, 319 point something. I got it here in my notes. 319.0, I believe. And Jeremy was at 221.1. I think it's 319.0. Anyway, Kenny gets the win. He writes, everybody, I just broke a 22.5-hour fast with a veggie tray and some hummus. So that's his longest fast. Kenny will drop in 25, 26 hours. Fucking insane. He says, I can feel my body changing. I was not starving for food. I just ate because it was time to eat. Shit's working, y'all. Part of the reason why you didn't feel hungry. By the way, Kenny had a 28-hour fast recently. Your body, because you're not giving it the easy way out of giving it a food supply through your belly, is working to metabolize your fat stores. And you have a lot of them. And it converts the fat to the materials you need to function. Your brain needs glucose, glycogen, and fuel. That's basically the fuel. So what's happening is your body is turning into its own little power plant and burning the fat, which will physically diminish and you will be less gross. Well done. Ryan writes, watched a clip yesterday from 600 Pound Life where a fat woman says she's hungry. And Dr. Now says she doesn't need to eat for a very long time. She's eaten enough to survive without eating for 4 years. It's like that guy I mentioned to you sometime. It wasn't that long ago, weeks ago. The longest fast ever was a guy in Europe who was massively overweight. And he agreed to do a 1 week fast, hospital supervised. It might have been longer. I don't remember the exact details. This set the world record for longest fast ever. And after a week, he said, hey, I feel really good. I'm going to keep it going. And he survived for more than 1 year with no food eaten. He would put cream into his coffee. And other than that, he ate nothing for over 1 year. Longest fast ever. And he stopped when he went from like 400 pounds to about 180. And he's now dead, but he lived a long life and never put the weight back on. It was outstanding. Now, I don't recommend that, and he was supervised by a physician. The docs were all over this. Well, and he's like, I feel great. You know? So we don't want you to do that, but for fuck's sake, this is great. You're going to get through today, you're going to do awesome today, and then you're going to do it again tomorrow. Good for you. Jeremy's all about it. He writes, thank you, EZ. I have 1,660 calories planned out for today. Then my fast starts at 1 p.m., and then I'm going to see how long I can go. I love this. You are really invested in this. You're doing the work. The fact that you know those numbers, you know those times. You're killing it, man. Excellent work. The Fat-a-thon 2024. Weigh in Monday. God damn it, I'm excited. Holy shit. Yeah, everyone's getting invested in this story. I cannot wait until you get to a point when you're on the prowl for poon, because chicks are just going to be throwing it at you. I think our pal Kenny has a personal life update on today's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. He's hinted around that there's something happening. And I don't want to speculate, but I know that there was a, as of last week, he talked about he was going out for a nice meetup cup of coffee with some lady. And that's all I know. We did advise him to not love bomb. Because in the past, he had been accused of being a love bomber. You know? Like if a girl says, yeah, I'll go out. Yeah, that sounds, I'd like to get to know you. Have a nice cup of coffee. And he'd show up with like flowers and he'd like drop to a knee and give her a ring. I can't believe the stars have aligned for you and I. Oh my God. I'm going to fix your plate at the old country buffet. God damn it. Won't you be my wife? Never hears from ever again. This is where Kenny jumps in and says, I've never done that. That's not true. Or some other dumbass thing wrecking my joke. Fake Free Beer is here with, sorry if this has been covered already. And it says, whoever weighs police But I think it's supposed to be weighs less every Monday or loses the most amount of weight each week. Basically, they started at the same weight. Whoever's lighter gets the win on Monday. Now, we haven't really gotten to a point where we have like a reward for these people. Frankly, I just like it the way it is right now. The reward is they get to see their peckers. Branjo 45 says, I live in Tennessee, Easy, and your southern accent is the best. Well, you really got to amp it up. Don't forget, I used to live in the South. Now, there's several different varieties of that, as Kenny says, why? Why would you tell him that? Because you got Kenny with, oh, my God, there's no way this is even possible. And then Jessica, who is like Kenny's neighbor. Kenny, she's a former Zaniac, and she still listens, but she hates my guts. And she, hey, Kenny, hey, you crazy fucker. I told you to eat my pussy. Now, what the fuck is happening? When the fuck you going to get to munching, you crazy son of a bitch? And then there's, oh, my God, it's raining dicks and pussies up here. On the mountain, there's snow on Dolly's titties. Up here in Knoxville. I was driving down due east from Crossville, Tennessee. And this motherfucker. See, Tennessee Southern accent is the best. It makes, you know, because, you know, you start to get like Louisiana and you have that French influence on it. And that's just, it's not even English. Ryan writes, I think my favorite Easy impression is Kenny and Ashley. I want that impression to have its own Patreon bonus show. Kenny writes the line, you want me to put them maters in your poke for you? True story. Food City, Knoxville, Tennessee. You want to push your buggy up? I'm sorry? Your buggy, you want to push your buggy up? I'm sorry, ma'am. Your buggy, your food's in the buggy. You want to push your buggy up? I can put the food in the buggy. Put like a buggy up? What is a buggy up? No, you dumb fucking Yankee. You don't push your buggy up. Okay. Sorry. So I pushed the card up. You don't put maters in poke free? Your maters. I'm sorry? You don't put your maters in a poke free? I go, I'm sorry. So what she wanted was the tomato. That's translated to, shall I put your tomatoes in a bag? I guess a poke is a bag. All right. And then whenever I tell that story, I always tell about the guy at the radio station in Knoxville. Snow was coming down. Just a dusting. You don't get a lot of snow in Knoxville. Wow, that's snowing. All right, great. Yeah. I'm probably going to need my toboggan. I go, really? You're going to head out and hit the hill and go sledding? He goes, no. And I said, well, what do you need the toboggan for? He says, well, it's snowing. I want to put it on my head. go, why would you do that? It's because it's snowing. I don't want snow on my head. So you're going to walk around with a toboggan on your head. He says, yeah. I go, wouldn't you want to just put a hat on? He goes, I am. My toboggan. I go, you call a toboggan, a fucking big ass sled, 10 people, the whole family going down the hill. Instead of putting a hat on, you put a toboggan on your head. And he goes, what are you talking about with this sled thing? A toboggan is a hat. And I said, fuck you. No, it's not, asshole. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Why don't you just call a hat kitchen sink, fuckface? A toboggan? I couldn't believe it. That's when I learned. It was at that moment right there during that weirdo conversation that fucking hillbillies, some refer to a hat as a toboggan. I mean, he could have said hat. He could have said toque. I would have known that. But a toboggan? Holy shit. Kenny says that those are beanies. You see, this is it. This is like, we generally speak the same language, but you mix in moments like that and maters and buggy up and poke and just the general twang that is involved with speaking like a goddamn hillbilly. There's some real discrepancies in the language. I don't dislike it because it's, you know, it's America. It's just like if you're in like northern England and southern England, it's way different. It just sounds different. Now, if you speak like I do, that is known as the Queens, and it's perfect. Okay? Where I live, there are people that don't speak the Queens. They speak fucked up with a Michigan accent. I do not, because I am a professional. If everybody spoke just like me, there would be no variety. It would just be completely perfect. Because I speak absolutely perfect. Everything I say is 100% perfect. Hasn't always been, but I'm there right now. Chris says, that's why news anchors all over sound like me. I must be correct. Exactly. Can you imagine if a newsman went on and sounded like a hillbilly? Even in the South, they don't sound like hillbillies. They sound like me. Ryan writes, in a survey of former Zaniacs, the mentally challenged folk do, in fact, prefer using sleds as helmets. Chris D. writes, perfect speech and amazing humility. Kenny has ripped something off of the internet, it says. Quote, the first recorded use of the word toboggan for a hat was in 1929. How would they even know that? Well, maybe it's true. It is short for toboggan cap. It is thought, why not just say cap? You know what's short for cap? Cap. It is thought that it was first used in this sense in Appalachia. Right. Tennessee. A knitted cap used when people would go tobogganing was called a toboggan hat or a cap, and then they shortened it to toboggan. Well, that's stupid. Because if they're going to shorten it, they would say hat. Or cap. The toboggan is what you ride on. So basically, a sledding hat. Hey, I'm putting on my sledding hat. Hey, let's shorten that up and just call that thing on your head a sled. That's dumb. You got to admit, when you read that, that toboggan is short for toboggan cap. Dave says, I recently learned that some people in northern Minnesota call their hat and gloves Mackinaws. I'm curious. Why? I mean, at least with the toboggan thing, there's a history that's written down, like Kenny just shared with us, you know? Though it's dumb. Jimmy wrote, like a baseball cap. Yeah, I don't see, I don't see like Aaron Judge saying, all right, guys, let's get out in the field. Put your baseball on your head. No, he's going to say, put your cap on. So by the logic, Jimmy, thank you for that. By the hillbilly logic in Appalachia, if a toboggan cap is called a toboggan, a baseball cap is a baseball. Thank you, Jimmy. That is a perfect illustration. Patrick says some people pronounce puree different than others. That is not the same at all. Kenny says, but they also say yuns over there instead of y'all. Yuns. Yeah, they're both wrong. Ryan writes, random southerner, quote, Hey, y'all. How can we chop down the word hat or cap? It's just too dang long to say. How about we call it a toboggan cap? So dumb. It's so much so that if I'm ever, the next time I'm in the South and I hear that, I'm going to say, hold on a second here. We need to break this down. We need to have a discussion right now about this. And I need to prove to you how silly this is. All right. Now it makes sense why the South wanted to hang on to slavery. They're stupid. My wife, I suspect, thought I was cheating on her yesterday. Thought may have crossed her brain. I was visiting my latest client to the Eric Zane Show podcast. More on that later. I was getting a tour of how this beautiful business does what it does. And I was in Granville, Michigan. And as I left my house, because I don't leave my house, this is the first time yesterday that I've left my house since, well, I was driving home from Charity Scam Mike's wedding in the fraud bus. I just don't leave this house. And as I was leaving, I said I should tip Pooh Bear off that I'm leaving the residence. I don't know if she's got like some type of thing on the phone that alerts her that when I leave. I'm not sure. But I'm a big fan of the Find My app. Like, we all are on Find My. We all know where we are at all times. I'm with my new client having a discussion, and I get a text. Why Are you in Granville, Michigan, which is the town, a couple towns over? So I'm like, oh, God. So one of two things, I'm pretty sure what she did was, that means either there's, I don't think there's an alarm on there. But she had to have gone to the Find My, oh, let's see what Eric's doing. Now, I didn't speak of this. This is what I think happened. So she's in the middle of her work day at the YMCA. This is like 6:30 at night. And she's taking care of the kids in the kids zone. The mom and dads come to work out. They bring their kids. That would mean that she had to go, huh, okay, I'm going to take a little time out from doing this and hit Find My and see where my husband is. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code ERICZANE and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chris says you can have it alert you when someone leaves a location. Well, that's probably what she did. Why are you in Granville, Michigan? Ryan says you can set up notifications for when people come or go from a location. So Pooh Bear may have EZ on alert. Now, to some couples, this may be a problem. Like, if you're in my spot, you might be like, hey, what's going on there? I have a word with her. What's she doing? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I want her knowing where I'm at. I want her aware of where I am at all times. I have no care or worry in the world. And I did not know you could do that with the app. I'm going to do it with her. I'll, like, return the favor. How come you're over there? Probably not. Honestly, if she's, you know, if there's, like, a scenario where there's some enormous black guy who's taking her to Pound Town, I'd be like, whatever. Have your fun. Just come home and you're done. It's not like I can satisfy you. Kenny has, if a wife or a husband has an issue with the other knowing their whereabouts, that's a serious problem going on. Exactly. I don't care. So I said, I'm over at a new client's. LOL. And she came home and she got out of the car and she didn't say a word. Which is cool. Because if had she got out of the car and said, "Where? Tell me, show me, give me proof," which she would never dream of doing. She didn't care. Frankly, then she said to me later on, she's like, "Hey, so were you at your girlfriend's?" And we had a big laugh. I go, "Oh yeah, big time." Ryan says, "Were you at a house or something?" Yes. The person whose business will be on the podcast, I met the person at their house to kind of powwow about how we're going to approach the marketing plan. Kenny says that, now Kenny's been through it, man, okay? He's had two wives betray him. Remember, he said, if a wife or a husband has an issue with the other knowing their whereabouts, that's a serious problem going on. And usually, if that's the reaction, that's the person already cheating, FYI. Yeah, you're right. Like, if I started raising a stink, that's a red flag. I'm in a shitload of trouble if that's the case. No, I feel you, man. Kenny, I got a good feeling about you. I got a really good feeling about you. You're very thoughtful. You're very nice. You're becoming less gross. Quickly, I might add. You're friendly. I think the future is bright for our pal Kenny. Okay? And I think that the tweaking that we did recently about you love bombing, and you have like an approach on the dating app, which I didn't know of. Someone else had to bring it up. Now that that's been tweaked, I think the sky is the limit, Kenny. Tophus says, a real diamond in the rough. Rebecca says, less gross? LOL. No, it's true. Now, once you get past less gross, you're going to be done being gross. And then, I mean, sky's the limit. Sorry, I just got a text and it's Pooh Bear. And you bet your ass I'm going to respond. Any chance you could do me a big favor today? Possibly. It's all about time for me. What's up? You got to live to make Pooh Bear happy. I'll tell you that right now. Patrick refers to it as Kenny's big comeback. Okay, so with Kenny's big comeback and Jeremy's big comeback, these two shedding the weight, and then as their options unfold, with every pound that falls off of their bodies, their options improve for the next Mrs. Jeremy or the next Mrs. Kenny. So not only can we have the fat-a-thon, but we can have the puss-a-thon. All right. I am liking this. This is a great story arc. This is a redemption arc like no other. And I'm here to try to keep you two fuckers be motivated, you know? Tophus is being negative and says it's the next ex Mrs. Kenny. Yeah, you know what? Knock it off. All right. I want to get into a preview of who are these free beers. All right. So I'm going to do that. The show happens today at 6 p.m. Ben Glaze, EZ, reviewing episodes of the Free Beer and Hot Wing show that have just happened. This will be episode number 28, I believe. Yes, it is. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Patreon. You can get it live, free, by going to patreon.com/Eric Zane. I have a 7-day free trial on there. Just click it and get started. You do have to put in a payment form, but this is foolproof because you sign up for the free trial and then you have my permission to cancel it right after. At that point, you still have access to the 7 days free. That means at the end of the 7 days, you will not be charged. However, I'm confident you'll like the content. Go there and check out all that I have to offer. And then just re-sign up. Your information's still on file. You just agree and it charges you. $5 a month for all the audio and $10 a month for the audio, the video, and the live streams. Now, I've made that abundantly clear and talked about it a lot, and it's displayed prominently on Patreon. All you need to do is, like, read. And this sweet guy named Steven reached out to me, and he goes, "This sucks. Patreon sucks. It won't let me get your show live." And I wrote, "Are you a $5 a month person or a $10 a month person?" And he wrote, $5 a month. I did not know there was a $10 a month. Okay, you got to read. That's all I can tell you. I said, you can upgrade to $10 a month, Stephen, but the $5 a month is all of the audio that's recorded and made available. None of that is live. The only live option I have is when you do $10 a month. And then it is a audio video live stream of Who Are These Free Beers. You do have access to that. I priced it a little bit higher because, well, you get more. The $10 a month is the live stream, all the audio archive, all the video archive, and you get to participate via Zoom live on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So Steven has to upgrade in order to be part of the gang on Patreon. Well, on the live version of Patreon. So today, live, Who Are These Free Beers? Ben Glaze, easy. I have 15 clips to share that I pulled from episodes of the Free Beer and Outwing show from last Thursday to yesterday. Ben doing the same thing. Jeremy writes, "Zane doesn't want any broke bitches participating in the live chats." Tophus is picking a fight. He says, "Nice poverty level subscription, Steven." I don't know if that's fair. I think he just didn't know. I love all of my folks on Patreon who, even if they could give me one penny. Come on now. All right, before I get to my preview of Who Are These Free Beers? Pooh Bear writes, "I know it's about time. I know you're busy, so it probably won't work, but I need my shoes picked up at Kohl's." "I'm sure I can help you," period. "We also have to pick up the fraud bus at some point," period. "I will get your shoes from Kohl's," period. "Please tell me what to do," period. "I am nice," Ryan says, big fraud Zane declared American hero for refusing to raise prices despite cost of living and roast beef prices soaring into the stratosphere. That's true. I haven't, that cost hasn't gone up in 6 years. Molly says, I want to subscribe to the Patreon, but I would never use it and it'd be a waste to me. Oh, don't you dare do it. No, fuck that shit. I won't let you. If I see that you sign up, I'm refunding it. No, fuck that shit. You're busy. If you don't, I mean, there's a lot of great content on there, but if this is all you need, well, then fuck it. Who gives a shit? It'll be there if you ever need more, you know? It's not required. Why did I say it like that? It's not required. Pooh Bear says, you are nice. In my preview of Who Are These Free Beers, one of the things I'm going to park on is, I titled it, Is This Enough Laugh Support? In this clip, Free Beer had been telling some bizarro, fabricated story where he claimed that a man who was a flight attendant on the plane ride that he was on was hitting on him. The story culminates with the flight attendant giving Greg a cookie that Greg ended up refusing. Greg claims in the story that the cookie was wrapped in a napkin and he assumed the phone number of the male flight attendant was on there. All right. So that story happens. And then this is where it gets bizarre to me. By the way, the story was 1,000,000% unbelievable. It's just, there's no way that happened. But most of the audience probably believed it. So whatever, it's worth it. At some point, Steve said something, and then all hell breaks loose. The reaction by Freebeer was one of the most over-the-top laughs I think I've, because he's known for this now. He used to not do this. But my God, did he laugh when Steve chimed in. Here's that moment.
No, you can't.
That's not it. What the fuck is wrong with me? All right, I thought I had it. Hold on a second here.
My daughter's names are Teddy Sloan.
No, I'm fucking this up bad. Give me a second. Oh, I was lifting him off of the wrong episode. This is that clip.
For the first time in the history of my life, I assumed a stranger was flirting with me when they might be doing it. Oh. Now you're telling me probably not.
You should have taken the cookie and said, is that for Greg?
Should have taken the cookie and said, is that for Greg? Let's hear it again.
For the first time in the history of my life, I assumed a stranger was flirting with me when they might be doing it. Now you're telling me probably not.
Should have taken the cookie and said, is that for Greg?
No, I'm not sure what's going on there. Maybe there's a... Chris says that's a callback to an older story, and that's what I suspected. Something had happened. But my God, was that a big laugh. Chris, can you explain this to me? What is happening there? That happens with quite a bit of regularity here. We've speculated that Greg may be super high. My next clip with the too much laugh support phenomena happening is Steve reading a text from Freebeer's wife. Now, Steve had already made a comment. I don't like the fall. I don't like fall, the season of... He doesn't like autumn. He doesn't like the season of fall. And he made some statement. And everybody's like, what? And then Greg's wife sent Steve a text. Steve read it. And after reading it, the Burn King had to laugh.
Well, this is no surprise. I just got a text from Freebeer's wife. I love fall, you bitch.
Come on, man. That is one of the most jarring laughs, I think. That's right up there with Kelly. It's getting to that level. I wouldn't laugh. If I laughed like that, I wouldn't laugh. Jesus fuck. Chris talking about the callback to the other story. He said he ordered Popeyes or something on DoorDash. And a pizza delivery guy came by and Freebeer asked if that was chicken for Greg. I think they were on the road when it happened. Still not that funny. Molly says, easy, make a soundboard with all of the Freebeer and Hot Wings sounds. Oh, I'm way ahead of you. Kenny says that the other laugh that he can hear there is a cute laugh. That would be the girl on the show, the little girl, Maitland. Holy shit. All right, so that's just one of the things that we have to park on. Ryan says Kenny is smitten with that little kid on the show. That's weird. All right, this concludes the preview of today's Free Bear and Hot Wings. I'm sorry, Who Are These Free Bears episode. That is coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern time today. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. And sign up for free, and you can enjoy the show with us live. There's usually a group in there, dozen or so, enjoying it. You can comment on the clips. We do turn to the comments section occasionally and read them on the show. If you hear them mention num-nums for Greg, that is also a callback to the same story. Chris, I appreciate you listening to them. And anybody, for that matter. Again, I want you to listen. Keep me informed of the things that you think should be clipped. Get a timestamp or approximate time of when it happened. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com, so that I can clip it and make the most of it. Okay. For those of you enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube, it's time to send you on your way. Thank you so much. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live, and you can get the entire show. That way, when I do this, like say, all right, it's time for you to go, you won't be missing anything. That's only if you want the show live. Of course, the audio podcast is made available shortly after this finishes. You can download it. I put it up in two acts every day, Act 1 and Act 2, wherever you download shows. Just search out the Eric Zane Show podcast, subscribe, rate, and review. on Apple Podcasts. It's the best. I don't give a shit what anybody says. I don't want to hear about Podbean or Spotify or any of that shit. The best, hands down, Apple Podcasts. That's how you should consume the show. Subscribe, rate, and review. That helps me out. I get internet points when that happens. All right. Today on the radio show, man, I was all over it. I had, for the radio audience, Scott Holt. You're like, who the hell is Scott Holt? Some of you know the name of the band Foghat. I talked about this yesterday. Foghat is coming to the Odawa Casino in Petoskey, Michigan. Our radio station is supporting the event. We're telling everybody to buy tickets. Foghat has new material out. It's a year old. And it's done very well. It's like charted on the Billboard Blues charts for most of the time that it's been out. People love this release if they're into the blues. With his lead singer, this guy, Scott Holt, nobody knows who the fuck he is. So it's my job to tip the audience off as to who he is. And I had a hell of a conversation with him yesterday. It was like 15 minutes. I am going to make it available. But this is interesting because he's about my age. When he was 18 years old, he bought a guitar. When he was 19, blues legend Buddy Guy was like, wait a minute, who is that? And said, hey, you're good. And I want you to join my band. Literally 1 year. It isn't like he started playing like Johnny Lang at age 4. No, he got a guitar when he was 18. And by the time he was 19, he was with Buddy Guy. This is a clip of him describing that scenario.
Oh, he definitely is my mentor. I had never been away from home. When Buddy called me and asked me to join his band, you know, I forget how much time I had, but I had to get a passport. And the first gig I played with him was in Toronto, Canada. And about 2 weeks after that, we were in Brazil. You know, and I didn't know anything. I mean, he taught me how to do everything from, you know, run a band to entertain to order in a Chinese restaurant. You know, I mean, I learned it all from him. And after I left his band, we stayed in touch, and I still consider him a dear friend. I saw him, he was in Nashville a few weeks ago, and I got to go hang out with him for just a little bit. But I appreciate his friendship, and I know I could call him up right now. Well, maybe not now. He's probably taking a nap. But I could call him up and ask his advice on something, and he would give it to me. I mean, he's always been in my corner. So
you know we hit it off. This guy, he is so cool. And I think he's in Nashville. I think he's born and raised, actually. He sounds like it. When it comes to a Southern accent, that's a Nashville accent. And there is a difference between Nashville and Knoxville. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.